This is Andres Off the Record, and in this episode, I react to the so-called final trailer of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
It's an instinct. A feeling. The Force brought us together. We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them.
People keep telling me they know me. No one does.
But I do.
Long have I waited. And now... coming together. Is your undoing.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
Confronting fear is the destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny will be with you.
Always.
Okay, so this is the second time I see this trailer. I've seen it before in silence, and I thought it was bad then. Now that I hear an audio, it's worse now. I already vented my negativity about this before I started recording this, so this is going to be a little bit easier on the ears for you that are listening on the podcast. And if you haven't seen it, of course you'll see it. I just want to basically touch on a few things that this trailer brought up, because there was a lot of demand, a lot of rumors as to why, what's their faces, why Disney hasn't released a trailer about this before, because they're still in shooting, supposedly. The rumor is that they're not done with the movie, even though it's like less than two months out from release, because they had to reshoot, redo a lot of scenes because it's not working. And J.J. Abrams took over for Colin Trevorrow, who was a director of Jurassic World. I thought he might do a good job, so he ended up being the one that was fired by Disney, because of course any director that actually had talent and creativity gets fired, and they have to do what Kathleen Kennedy, the president of Lucasfilm, has told everybody else to do and fall in line. So now we got J.J. Abrams, who can never finish anything. J.J. Abrams always sets things up and never gets it done, and people love it because he makes something look cool and polished. But the thing is, he has zero accomplishments. He's ruined Star Trek. He never finished Lost. He never finished Alias. He basically plagiarized Mission Impossible 3. Who the heck even remembers Super 8? What else has he done between them? I don't really remember, because the dude doesn't get anything done. He just makes it look good. He remade the freaking A New Hope with The Force Awakens. I wanted to believe it was a good starting point, but then we got The Last Jedi, which was pure trash and took the entire new trilogy backwards. And Disney was trying to get rid of, let the past die. So get rid of all the past. And when you, the Star Wars fan, the true fans that have been here since the beginning, that sat through the prequels and loved it for what they were, even though it's not really all that great, now we look back on it as like, dude, those are way better than this so-called fan fiction that wants to be Star Wars and is canonized. Because now that Disney realizes that they alienated the fans that they call racist and angry white men, they found out that that's not exactly the case. They angered the fan base, and they're concerned that the fan base will not show up for this new Star Wars movie. And now they're pulling out all the stops to bring back everything that was nostalgic, because, like, never mind, let's not let the past die, because we need to have a cash cow here, and please, please, please come see our movie so we can just get this over with and move on to the next trilogy that Rian Johnson may or may not do. I hope to God he doesn't. Or D&D, Dumb and Dumber, aka the Dan Weiss and what's the other fool's name that ruined Game of Thrones, that they have a trilogy that they might do. I hope they don't, because they ruined Game of Thrones as well. They cannot finish anything. And J.J. Abrams, my goodness, as soon as I heard he was doing it, I knew I was going to hate this movie. And I saw this trailer, I hated it all the more. The line that pisses me off the absolute most is when Rey says, many people claim they know me. They don't know me at all. Exactly. We don't know who the heck you are. No one has said they know you. No one. Because nobody knows you. I wanted to love Rey. It was a character that had potential that ultimately went nowhere. Daisy Ridley is the weakest link in the acting chain here, and she didn't bring anything to the table. John Boyega had a lot more character growth in the first episode than anybody else. Poe Dameron was destroyed as a character in the episode in The Last Jedi. And all Disney could do is kill Han Solo, kill Luke Skywalker. I hope to God they're not going to kill Lando Calrissian. They have no choice but to fade away Carrie Fisher or Leia, because they don't have a choice. And they still kept Chewie around. And they have a freaking fixture, which is C-3PO, because you can see him in the background. And now he's saying, oh, I want to look at my friends. Why? When did you become friends with these people? You hardly had any interaction with them other than being in the same freaking room. You know, it's insane. I'm sorry. It's just, it's insane. J.J. Abrams, when he was signed on to do this movie, he wasn't originally going to do it. But when he signed on and heard the fan base crying out for J.J. to somehow fix what was left over of this, like this awful franchise of a trilogy. This awful trilogy. What did he say? He said, F the fans. He said, F the fans. He said to all of you, screw off. You know, he said, screw you. I'm going to do what I want. Look it up. That's what J.J. Abrams said. And 2 weeks before this recording, now he's trying to appease the fans because they got nothing left. That's why at Disney 22 or 21, whatever the heck that expo's called, that's why Disney, so desperate to get the fan base to show up, was showing a sizzle reel, basically, of Star Wars. Oh, look at all the nostalgia. Oh, now you care about nostalgia? I thought you said, let the past die. Solo failed on you. Why did you even bother doing Solo after you killed him? That makes no sense. Disney is desperate. They're grasping for straws. They do not want to let this cash cow die. And now we know why they've been killing off the characters and why Star Wars Galaxy's Edge sucks. I'm sorry for those of you that enjoy it. That's why I refuse to go there. That's not Star Wars. This is Disney's interpretation of Star Wars. Bob Iger, president of Disney, when they bought the rights to Star Wars, they purposely decided to kill off the main characters because they did not want to pay royalty fees to George Lucas. That's how greedy the mouse is. They ruined Marvel, and now they're ruining Star Wars. They've been ruining Star Wars. And now we can finally, please, stop beating a dead horse. And for the first time, I agree. Let the past die. So once this chapter is over, my goodness, Palpatine. Sorry. There's just so much wrong with this, and I could vent on and on and on and on and on, but why hear me? You can listen to other people make analysis on YouTube that you'd probably be more enlightened by, but I, as a fan, am absolutely done with Disney Star Wars. They've destroyed as much as they can. They pushed their politics, social justice warrior ideologies, and all this and that, and I'm just absolutely sick of it, and I hope that this movie really hurts the mouse at the theaters. And that's it for this episode of Off the Record. I'll see you on the next one.